brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, we're going to be tracking this more coming up in the next segment with the premier election fraud expert, Ben Harris. And I know that she's hot on the trail of this Iowa situation with New Hampshire coming up as well. It's clearly there, fraud 4 years ago with Ron Paul. He won New Hampshire. I was here in Travis County at the vote processing center where the votes came in. We put them in stacks with the Scantrons and put them in the computer. And I talked to everybody at the tables. Pat Buchanan was probably getting 50, 60% of the vote, maybe even more. It was incredible. And it was all over the city, and he got a couple percentage points. And so sometimes they do just completely engage in fraud. People say, oh, Austin's liberal. The people keep voting to hand all their property over and to let the city rob them. No, I've been to the state level. You can pull it up in the LexisNexis archives. What, the 1998 election? I challenged the Travis County election. And the state came out, did an investigation, and certified that there were serious problems and anomalies and that there and that the votes weren't done properly, but that still they were going to certify the election. And that was in a separate election from the Buchanan one in 96. So I've seen it. People say, well, then why do you support elections? It's not total fraud everywhere. Austin, there's no voting. I can tell you, bottom line where I live, a dirty lion mafia runs things that act like limp-wristed liberals. They're not. They're hardcore savages. They know exactly what they're doing. They've dominated us. They've usurped us as a wealthy area. They're sucking us dry. Now, Iowa's old-fashioned hand-raising, and that's why they were so worried Paul could win. And in every ground level, he was probably going to get 50%. I mean, you've seen the numbers coming in. Where they couldn't cover it up, he was getting 50, 60%. But just what this caller said, and that's been confirmed, they didn't have the old hand-raising where people could have numbers. They said, write it down, give it to us, and do it quick, and we're going to call a secret location. Now, if that isn't fraud, I'll eat my hat. Let's go back to Alaric. Alaric, finish your point, sir.
Well, after they counted up the votes, I went up there and got pictures of both precincts, tried to upload it to transparentvote.net. The site was down.
Yeah, I was just rather getting too much traffic. Yeah, well, they tried. Next time it'll be bigger, I'm sure.
But I did notice while we were out there, because I, even though I'm not an Iowa voter, I brought somebody from Iowa to come in and vote. I had been involved with the training. That really wasn't enough from Ron Paul. As Ron Paul supporters, we needed to do more. We really did where we were. Ron Paul only got a total of 16 votes between the two precincts that I watched, and Romney came in with 30, of all things.
All right. But you're saying different procedure this year, and that raises red flags. Thank you, Alaric. Let's go to Tim in Iowa. Tim, give us your view.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Jim, but hey, thanks for taking the call, sir. Thanks for waking me up and getting me turned on to Ron Paul.
Thank you. Did you say Jim? My screen says Tim.
Actually. Jim, J-I-M.
No, okay, go ahead, sir. Go. We don't have much time.
Okay, sure. Paul came in 20 in my precinct. Gingrich had 19. Romney had 34 and then 31% for him. I didn't see any fraud at all. We were allowed to watch and count, everything like that. They did the caucus the same way as always, as far as I know. The Republicans.
Yeah, that's what I've been seeing, is that it varied this time from place to place. Is that normal?
Well, normally Republicans just have you fill out the ballot or do a show of hands, but they don't debate it like the Democrats do. But can I give you my take?
Since
quorum, in Iowa, we had this gay marriage that was forced on us by the Supreme Court, and a lot of people are very angry about that. If you look at the map of counties that voted against the gay marriage judges, they pretty much fit right with the counties of Santorum won. So he brought this up, the hot button issue that didn't get any coverage by the media. He ran a self campaign and he brought out a lot of church going folks to vote for him, but it was really a protest vote against the gay marriage.
Yeah, and it just becomes a political football. Interesting point. All right, so you don't think there was fraud. Interesting. I hope that's the case. We'll be right back. folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide, but take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off, and placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we're going to continue with callers from Iowa, eyewitnesses, what you saw. Most of the callers are saying they believe that there was some type of fraud. They say that the majority of people that they witnessed were voting for Ron Paul in the caucuses. We're also have callers saying that normally they raise their hands and it's publicly tallied, but in some of the precincts they were writing it down and giving it to them as ballots. We know they moved it to a secret location. We're going to continue with your calls throughout this hour with Bev Harris. She's author of the book Black Box Voting, an expose on electronic voting. And she, of course, helped put together the hit film on HBO, the documentary about black box voting. And we'll be talking about her website and more today. But she's the lady that exposed fraud in multiple states like Iowa. She's helped get people to testify before legislatures, whistleblowers from inside. She has proven election fraud. This is going on, and it's so cartoonish how bad it is. But Iowa has the good old-fashioned way of hands raised, and so it's harder to do. But we do have a caucus-by-caucus breakdown of what ended up happening with this. And with Romney and Santorum, there was only a difference of, eight votes, supposedly, if you believe that. and a few thousand with Ron Paul. Very, very interesting to see this happening. And so, you know, the fact is we know this stuff exists. Now, Ron Paul is saying, hey, you know, third place, almost, you know, a dead heat with the others. That's not shabby. And it's not. But undoubtedly, Bev, let's go back in time. Because you were, you know, you covered New Hampshire. You've gone all over the country. You've caught people, you know, dumping stuff in the dumpsters, cover-ups, you name it. I mean, going back 4 years ago, I remember clear evidence of fraud in New Hampshire with Ron Paul. But overall, looking at this out of the gates, I know it's just a few hours after the results came out, 12 hours or so. What do you see unfolding? What do you see happening?
Well, first we have to be clear what's at stake. In Iowa and in New Hampshire, it's not about who wins. It's about expectations. If you do better than expectations, the story is that you're coming on strong as a candidate. The money flows in. If you do worse than the expectations, then the story becomes, well, you're not doing so well, and you're probably, you know, gonna fade away. What I expect is going to be what I'm worried about in New Hampshire. Is that it is New Hampshire, not Iowa, where they're going to really do the work on this thing. They're going to basically, and this is just my opinion, my constitutionally protected opinion, but what I think they're going to do is try to award Romney such a large, massive win that they can then make the story he's inevitable, why even bother to have more caucuses, they're expensive, or more elections or more primaries, they're expensive, let's just get it over with, let's get the other candidates out of the race, it's going to be Romney. With Ron Paul in New Hampshire, what I expect to see is for them to hammer him down a good bit so that the story can then be, well, you know, he didn't do as well as is expected. I guess, you know, he's fading out.
And New Hampshire's easier. New Hampshire's easier because that's electronic machines in most of the districts. In Iowa, it's very, very hard. But there is a spot in Iowa where they could engage in manipulation, though. But let's continue with New Hampshire and then go back to what you see in Iowa.
Okay. Yeah, New Hampshire is really, really, really a concern for me right now. Even more so than in 2008 when we caught him in the act of tampering with the recount in 2008. New Hampshire is run on electronic counting machines. Now, interesting because there's about 330 jurisdictions, and about a third of those actually do publicly hand count their ballots, but the other two-thirds count on these electronic Diebold voting machines, which are programmed by a couple of guys, one of whom is a convicted narcotics trafficker. They're just a couple of private guys. You know, they're not even working for the government or anything. They're just a couple guys that work with an organization called LHS Associates, which is tiny, and it's out of Massachusetts. So they've got all the voting machines basically controlled by these two guys. They can have their way with those. What we saw in 2008 that was fairly interesting is there was a discrepancy between the hand count locations and the machine count locations. So that's one thing to watch for. But the other thing that I'm very concerned about New Hampshire right now is they have disabled the ballot stuffing safeguard. And let me explain that for a minute. The ballot stuffing safeguard is simply this. You count how many people showed up to vote, and you count how many votes there were. Now, in Swansea, New Hampshire, in 2008, we know from the reports that were submitted, 1,500 ballots were counted, 1,500 ballots, but only 1,000 people showed up to vote. That's vote stuffing. That's ballot stuffing.
And they can pull out other people's votes and add their own, or they can just add more on top. Exactly. And we know they've been caught over and over again doing this.
Well, in New Hampshire, this time, some of the town clerks are reporting that the Secretary of State has told them that it is optional to report how many people voted.
Oh.
Now, the law, understand this, the law is very clear. The law requires that every single town clerk submit immediately to the Secretary of State the number of people who counted along with their vote tally. Problem is that the problem there is that this time they're just saying they're going to flaunt the law. So.
Wow. I mean, it is so in your face. So right there is where they can do this, because I remember 4 years ago there was incredible evidence fraud against Ron Paul in New Hampshire. So that's where they're planning to really give him a devastating whack, so that they can create the perception that he's out of the race. They wouldn't do that in Iowa because it's a little bit harder, and it's harder for them to finagle things. Have you seen this video of this Fox News pundit on local Iowa radio a few nights ago saying, don't worry, I've talked to the party chiefs. They're not going to let Paul win. The fix is in. I mean, that's how arrogant they've gotten.
Well, and they may have tweaked it. I mean, you know, it was so darn close. He might have won, you know. But the thing is, in terms of these, the Iowa caucus and the Hampshire primary, they're not actually about winning. They're about managing expectations so that they can create a foregone conclusion. Okay, so, yeah. So what happened in Iowa, I think, is if expectations were managed, yeah, they might have tamped him down a tad so he didn't win. They may have tamped down Rick Santorum by the 8 votes that he lost by, because they need to have Romney the winner. You can tell from the CNN coverage and so forth that he's the anointed, that they want Romney to be foregone conclusion. And they're going to try to pull Romney out of New Hampshire with, say, like 50% of the votes, you know, or 55, a huge margin, and that will be the story. And then he'll be inevitable, you see. But Ron Paul, on the other hand, the danger there is that they'll tamp him down, exactly as you said, Alex. And they'll tamp him down, and then they'll use, over and over and over and over, you're going to hear this story. Well, he just didn't do as well as we expected. Well, you know, he's just really not a serious candidate.
And how does the Paul campaign, and how do Americans, period, that believe in real, you know, election systems, how do you respond to something like that? I mean, what do activists do to expose that? Because you are the person with others who have proven, it's come out in court, you know, come out in the Associated Press years later, yes, Ohio was a fraud. Yes, this state was a fraud. Yes, this went on. I mean, this does go on. They've been caught doing it over and over again. How do you stop them? I mean, what would you do if you were the Ron Paul campaign? If you were Ron Paul, I mean, you were undisputedly the preeminent expert on election fraud. What would Bev Harris do?
I would start right now talking about what's real and what's not. What's real is New Hampshire doesn't have very many delegates. They're the first primary, but they are not relevant because they don't have a process that has integrity, although, of course, you know, the candidates can't go there. But at least, you know, forget even about whether it's tampered with or not. New Hampshire is not relevant. This huge focus on whatever happened in New Hampshire is going to tell the story for the future has got to be really debunked. Because if that's done, then it really won't matter so much what happens in New Hampshire. They can hamper to their heart's content. They've only got a few delegates. What the effort is, though, is to try to short-circuit the whole primary system so the other states never do really get to vote. So what I expect to see is they're going to annoy Romney, and then they're going to start talking about how expensive it is to have all these primaries. There's going to be huge pressure on the candidates to bow out, and it's going to become more and more inevitable. And then the whole circus, the whole thing just circus. The whole thing is short-circuited, or it's a circus, both.
Well, it's just frustrating to watch this fraud go on. I mean, you talk about election fraud 15 years ago. I would. We get laughed at. The Collier brothers would do it and get laughed at, and they caught people red-handed all over the country. Now, most people I've seen in national polls know that there's fraud going on, manipulation, bamboozling, you know, dirty tricks, whatever you want to call it, but there's this sense of helplessness.
Right, and let me address that. You know, what I've done over the last few years is I've really boiled it down to just four things that we need to demand to be able to see and authenticate. Just four things, and we can get control of this process again. And we don't have to do them all in one fell swoop with a magic wand. We can do them piecemeal, but we need to start, you know, start getting one thing after the next. The four things we need to be able to see and authenticate. Now, this differs from state to state, what you can see and authenticate.
I'll tell you what, stay there, Bev. We got to go to break. Short segment coming up. We'll do that segment on the four things we need to really certify the vote, you know, that key to our republic. representative democracy, and then we'll go to callers in Iowa to tell you their stories, and Bev can break it down, and other callers. The phones are wide open. They're full, but they're wide open. 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. GCNlive.com is the network website.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Okay, we're going back to Bev Harris here in just a moment, and then we're going to take your calls in the next segment with her. I'm going to get Charlotte Isherby on next week, former head of policy, Department of Education under Ronald Reagan. Her father and grandfather were Skull and Bones. She's the lady that leaked all that to Anthony Sutton. She's now done interviews with us, revealing a lot of stuff never before seen or known. Skull and Bones documents, you name it. Part two of that interview is going to be released to PrisonPlanet.tv viewers very, very soon. I'm doing a plug right now because Bev's away from the phone. We're waiting for her to come back here in a moment. Also, this book is out of print, the big phone book size one. And we had the last of them last year. I convinced her, but it took about a year to get it done, to do a updated and abridged. It's still super thick, 450-something pages long with all the documents, of the design program to dumb down our population. It's the deliberate dumbing down of America, revised, abridged edition, Charlotte Thompson Iserby, available out of the gates. It just came out at Infowars.com. She's probably on Friday, if not next week. So that's available. Also, the new DVD film, the only modern, well-done, with an incredible bombshell info proving Oklahoma City was an inside job. A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995. I'm in it, but that's the least of it. I'm kind of a narrator of sorts. It's got survivors, police officers, the cops that were killed, their mothers. I mean, it's the inventor of the neutron bomb, saying bombs in the building. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Available at Infowars.com. Get that out to everybody. Okay, Bev, we're back here. Go over the four things that we can demand that's common sense, and it really takes the high ground away from the fraudsters. And in some places, we're actually getting this. So from your deep research, what can we do?
Right. We need to, the public, any person needs to be able to see and authenticate, number one, who can vote, which is just the voter list. Who did vote, which is whoever showed up and cast their vote, the chain of custody, and the vote count. Now, you can verify those four things. They really, you're going to catch them most of the time if they try to steal an election. What they've done, though, is they've taken some of these things out of the public domain. It depends where you are. You know, some places you can see one but not another. If they can control any one of those four things, they can control the whole election. So if they can knock people off the list or add people to the voter list of who can vote, they can't. Or if who did vote, if, for example, they stuff some more ballots in and say people voted when they never did vote, they can take the election. If they alter the chain of custody, and which is the thing that we're going to get to in Iowa here, that's what I'm concerned about with some of the locations there where everything was out in the open at the caucus. But between the time it left the caucus and got to the Republican Party at the state level, that might have changed.
And then if they just add a little bit here or subtract a little there, they can win, and that's why you've got a statistical dead heat between Romney, Santorum,
right,
and Paul.
Right, and it only needs to be done in a couple of places. So that's the chain of custody issue, with the last one being the count. Now, most of the places in Iowa, they did count in public last night, and so the count was actually pretty good. The problem was the chain of custody in Iowa.
Well, we've had a lot of callers. We're going to go to them in the next segment and get your take on it, Bev, who have said that normally at their caucus, everybody does raise the hand. It's tallied there. This time they said at some of them, they were handing them in into a ballot box.
Now, if they hand them into a ballot box, then there's just a couple quick other steps. And this is chain of custody again. We have to be able to see that the ballot box is empty when they start handing them in, and that they only put one ballot each in the box, and that you can stand there and watch as people are doing this. But if you do that and the ballot box never leaves public view, then at the end of the day they can pull them out and count them in public, and as long as you can see what they're counting, and from the, of course, it's different each place. Some of the caucus locations, you could see the Ron Paul guy was standing right there behind the counting table and could see what they were counting and authenticate that. Ideally, they should do what, this is one of the things they did right in New Hampshire in the recount in 2000. Any person should be able to see it. In New Hampshire, at the one side of this long table, you had the counters and the party observers, and standing on the other side, you had the public, and they could sit there and videotape the ballots with a close-up lens if they wanted.
What about good old-fashioned, because that's what Lou Rockwell and others have got some reports of, good old-fashioned political promises, cash, for people to vote for somebody else other than the candidate they were going to vote for?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, if that's, you know, buying votes, obviously, and then you're just that's difficult to do on a wholesale scale, though. When you think about it, if it's only separated by 8 votes, or it's just a small number of votes, as Iowa is, that can become very, very relevant. But if you're talking in the scale of a statewide election in New Hampshire, which had 200,000 ballots cast last time, I would expect that was from both Democrats and Republicans. Might be a little less this time. But still, you know, you'd have to buy an awful lot of people off, and nobody would have to talk. So the bigger problem is inside access.
All right, let's come back, take calls, and look forward into this election with Bev Harris of Black Box Voting. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it.
Okay, Anita, Sean, Julio, Clay, Chris, most of you calling from Iowa and Illinois for some reason. We get so many calls from Illinois sometimes. Sometimes when we do it on our own phone system, which is computerized, we can take unlimited, there'll be like 20 calls from Illinois. A lot of great listeners up there. Of course, all over the United States, all over the world. Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org is our guest. You can read her best-selling book for free there on the site. She's got a Black Box Voting Part 2 coming out. And, you know, the good news here is the naivete is over. I've seen national polls where upwards of 90% of citizens now believe there's problems with voting integrity and fraud. And Diebold, the kingpins of it, had to change their name for a while with their voting systems or sell off their voting system or division because of it. Look, we have a government that's been caught shipping guns into Mexico, Honduras, but also into Illinois, Indiana, Florida, to drug gangs, to kill other drug gangs, so the money could be laundered in major U.S. banks. And the ATF's been caught, along with the FBI. I mean, this is Chicago Tribune, El Paso Times, 6 months after we broke it. And then a few months after that, it's in the New York Times. 3 weeks ago, New York Times. But it's like, oh, well, they launder the money and run the drugs. They keep tabs on it. Yeah, $500 billion. And they've got all these whitewash movies like American Gangster, where one guy from the street runs all the heroin in America. And he was the one that had the army shipping the drugs in the 60s and 70s. It was in congressional reports. It was the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It was banks. It wasn't Italian mafia or some black guy. Again, the fables are everywhere to sell us these lies. But the good news is people know about Fast and Furious. They know about Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. They know about Northwoods. And they know about CIA aircraft crashing with drugs. And they know about election fraud in Florida. I don't like people like Al Gore, but facts are facts. The establishment said time for a change. The point is this stuff goes on. And now that people aren't so naive, we can have a debate about this and have a chance of turning it around. Do you agree with that statement, that analysis, that now people are more open to this so we can try to get some headway, Bev?
Oh, yes. There was a poll recently that said actually 70% of Americans just think elections are theater.
Yeah.
Which is about accurate. You know, I don't know where the other 30% are that gullible, but yeah. That's about where it is at. It's theater, it's a pageant, but it's not particularly real.
Yeah, I saw one of 90 a few years ago, right before Obama got elected. People really thought it was a Republican-Democrat issue, so they were like, oh, you know, 90% or so, you know, had questions about the integrity, but that kind of put people to sleep for a while, but they're waking back up.
Oh, yeah, you know, there's no question, and that plays into the hands of the people who really do want to control things, is to be able to split people and get, it was the Republicans who did it to one constituency, and another constituency, they say, oh, the Democrats are doing it. No, actually, you know, both of them do that, but this does go higher. And it doesn't actually matter who gets in and becomes president. They're out of luck. They're going to have to play the game.
Well, they're all financed by the same offshore interest. And again, it's that ending childlike gullibility and growing up. There is no Santa Claus, and we've got real criminals in charge.
Yeah. I mean, really, this started a long time ago. This started back in like 1950 when they started, you know, saying, how are we going to get the United States completely dominant in global business? And one of the things, and this is actually in Freedom of Information documents, they built this national security infrastructure, but one of the things they were doing was they said, okay, how do we do this? How do we get the global, you know, business community from the United States to be dominant worldwide? Well, one thing that's very handy for us, it's real, but it's just handy, is we can build a huge anti-communist thing, and we can, and the exact same arguments and tactics that we use to supposedly fight communism can be used to prop up the regimes that we want, to spread our global business anywhere we want. We can use exactly that. Well, then communism fell, and they had to start using some other rationales and also being more obvious. But basically, as I've been able to see from the documents, it goes to the national security infrastructure and to the Wall Street and the global elites, or the global financial elite.
Yeah, they've taken this country over, and then they say their world imperial agenda, which is enslaving us and we're paying for it, they dress it up with this rotunda of American flags, and then we're supposed to just fall down and worship it, and the new communist threat is Al-Qaeda. And just like we now learn, the communist threat was funded by the big mega banks. Al-Qaeda is funded, and they put Al-Qaeda in charge of Libya. And you bring this up to a good old boy, and they just say, I don't care. I'm scared of Al-Qaeda. I'll give my rights up.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I realized a while back, I mean, some years back, also when, you know, I was having things happened to me that were pretty inappropriate in terms of investigations and so forth. It's like, wow, what have I really stepped in here? And it is true that we can deal with this to some extent, at a local level and start grabbing things back and grabbing our rights back using, you know, home rule and some of these other things. But I realize, you know, we have an obligation to understand the bigger picture, because if we don't, we're never going to understand why they keep saying no to us.
No, that's right. We're run by a bunch of ruthless robber barons who think they control the entire universe. Before you leave us, I want to talk about what's coming up, you know, the breaking stuff you've got in your new book, and you know, hot spots we should watch around the country, some of these voting machine companies that are really out of control. But I want to go to some calls right now from mainly folks in Iowa and other areas. Anita in Iowa, thanks for holding her on the air with Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org. What did you see in Iowa?
Hi, Alex. God bless you. My husband and I live in Tipton, in Iowa, Cedar County. We went to the caucus last night for our Ward 1. There was 28 people present. We had to write our vote on a piece of paper, but we got to see the tally sheet, and we took pictures of it. And Obama had 50, or Obama, Ron Paul had 50% of the vote in our ward. The 28 people, there was 14 for Obama, 2 for Bachman, 3 for Gingrich.
You keep saying Obama. You mean Mitt Romney?
No. Same thing. Same thing. But overall, in our ward, everything was handled other than we had to write it on a piece of paper. I also got up and made a speech about Ron Paul before the voting took place. I've been very involved. My husband and I both have been very involved in supporting Ron Paul. We also got elected as delegates to the county convention, and we're very excited about that. That's going to take place March 10th.
Well, good job. Good job, Anita. Sounds like your area did it the right way. Sean in Iowa, you're on the air with Bev Harris. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I'm a police officer out here, actually, also.
Oh, great.
And I had left work to go caucus for the first time ever. When I got there, I was a little surprised that I didn't need to have any identification of any kind.
Right.
They just asked me my name, and they actually got my name wrong on the sheet, and I had to argue with the guy, telling him, no, that's not me, you filled in the wrong box.
Yeah, that's the intel we're getting and trying to track back, that in many areas, they were just letting anybody vote, and weren't, and that normally that's not the case. But you're saying, as a witness, you saw this.
Yes, they actually did it to me. He filled in the wrong bubble, and I told him, I'm sorry, you have that wrong. That's not me. And he said, no, that's correct. See? And I had to actually physically count down the list to show him that it was wrong. Had he just asked for an identification of some kind, you know, that could have been alleviated. They allow people from out of state to be there. So who's to say that they don't go in the phone book and find someone in that district and just walk in?
My goodness.
Well, what does your gut tell you about them running off this year and saying we're going to count it in secret because anonymous is going to hack it? And then the very individual that uploaded the original anonymous video runs out to protest Ron Paul. I mean, boy, we can tell why anonymous was there, can't we?
Yeah. Like, in my job, anything that's done in secret, you know, you're probably not supposed to be doing it. So there's probably something that's not on the up and up. So,
right.
You know, and as a person who really, honestly, I'm going to be stuck in the middle when if it all goes down. So I went out and I had my voice known. And when I saw that Rick Santorum was taking the lead, I was kind of shocked by it. But
did you talk to anybody at your district? I mean, who were they going for?
There were a lot of Ron Paul people there. You know, they had their stickers on and everything. I personally voted for Ron Paul. But, you know, let's see, the turnout turned out to be about, in the 20s for Santorum and, Romney, and Ron Paul got about 16 votes, so he was number 3 in my district.
That was in your, and again, what a district were you in?
I'm in Scott County.
All right, so anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I would just, say that. Well, actually, I was watching Fox News, and they had something about the tally was at about 98%, and they were going on about a slow truck from from Iowa State, from Ames, that hadn't been counted yet, and they no one knew where it was, and this had taken so long. Yeah. If you go through Fox News last night, they were kind of joking about, hey, where's this truck at? Why are they taking so long?
No, we actually have Carl Rove. In fact, one of our reporters was trying to show it to me during the break, but I ran out of time two breaks ago, talking about missing trucks, missing precincts. I appreciate your call. I'm glad you raised that. Bev, A, what do you make of what he witnessed where they weren't getting any identification or even confirming the names right? And then B, yes, it is true. Fox News did report that some of the precincts never showed up.
Right. Well, you know, that's where we get back to the four things. Who can vote? Who did vote? Exactly. If you can control those two things, you can control it. So if you can bring some people in from somewhere else where they're not who they say they are.
Yeah, dead people voting in Chicago.
Exactly. These missing trucks, yeah, I'm looking right now at this report. Get this. Listen to this carefully. It said, in Clinton County, Rove said, a missing vote tally prompted observers from the Romney and Santorum camps to huddle together and agree on what the report totals should have been. And that's what they used. They didn't even use the real votes.
Also, now Santorum tells us, wow, yeah, I've got reporters trying to flag me all day about this. I'm going to have to obviously collate it for the next hour or tonight's nightly news. But, I mean, it's always like this. It takes time for the dust to settle.
Exactly. And this, that's where you get this chain of custody. So, you know, yeah, voting machines are crucial because they conceal the counting. But these other three areas, chain of custody, who can vote, who did vote, any one of the four can steal you an election, and that's why we have to be able to see what's going on every step of the way.
Wow. Yeah, so you're getting the reports in that they just agreed what it would be. I mean, I'm just telling you, my gut, and my gut, unfortunately, is never really wrong. I can misinterpret what my gut's telling me, but it's always accurate. I mean, I just smell stinking rat under the floorboards. Something is rotten in the state of Denmark here on every level, and you've got, you know, these Republican operatives on TV and radio saying, don't worry, the party officials know how to fix it. They're so arrogant. You've got this long history of it going on. You have missing trucks and all of this. It does not sound, you've got them counting it in secret, Bev. I mean, you add all this together.
And here's my question. See, this is all a magic show. What does a truck have to do with it, actually? Because they're supposed to count at the caucus location and report it publicly at the caucus location and then call it in to the headquarters or fax it in. Why is there even a truck?
Yeah, that would mean they were taking them to the place to be counted. Oh, it doesn't sound good.
Oh, no. You don't want to be driving things around in the trucks with cars, period, or trucks, because that's when...
And they're also saying some precincts just never reported anything. That's on Fox News.
Oh my goodness. You know, it's crazy. So that's where you get into chain of custody. And that's what I had written before we even started into this. I think this article's still up as the lead story, that in Iowa, the narrowing of the funnel, the wide end of the funnel being everyone can see it, the narrowing of the funnel happens with chain of custody in the Iowa caucus, and that's when...
Well, that's where you always get at Enron and everywhere. It's that executive controller fraud level. It's
exactly.
The top person.
Right. It's where only a few people can see it. When everyone can see it, and what people are fooled time and time again, they'll go, I was there and it was really open and it looked pretty good. And what they don't, it's like the Amazing Randy, don't look there, look here, you know, yes. And they want you to feel really good because it's all out in the open. But if at any point in the election process that narrows and all of a sudden you can't see what they're doing, just exactly as your caller said, when something is done in secret, it's not going to be good.
Wow. Let's talk to Clay in Iowa, and then we'll go to Julio and Chris, both in Illinois. Clay, you're on the air with Bev Harris. So what'd you see?
Hi, Bev. Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, in my precinct, not only did Ron Paul get the most votes, Ward 2, precinct DM27 in Des Moines, Iowa, but actually Romney had gotten the least amount of votes. And what I thought was funny is then the school that we took these caucuses at, there was multiple precincts in the school in different places. Like one would be in the gym, library. And the other precincts had come over to talk like chair to chair on these precincts and compared notes, and Ron Paul had won in the other ones, too. And Romney was down right there at the bottom. I mean, he wasn't even second or third.
Yeah, well, who believes that Republicans are want somebody who wrote Obamacare, is for abortion, carbon taxes, and open borders and gun control? I mean, does anyone believe this? The system is cramming him down the throat because he's a big banker, raider, hedge fund globalist, Bev.
Right, and they call him a businessman? He was a hedge fund runner. I mean, who in this world, you know, American business is... it's supposed to be, you know, entrepreneurs and the small mom and pops, and that's what really drives most of the employment in America still, even with the big...
Yeah, not a bunch of hedge fund speculators who get banker bailouts. Bev, do five more minutes on the other side. I know you've got to go, but I want to finish with a caller, too.
Sure.
Caller, anything else you witnessed then? Did they properly report your precincts as all for being for Ron Paul?
I did not see it once it left. They counted it in front of everybody. They let everybody take pictures, see. It was very transparent up until the time I left the caucuses. And what happened to the vote from there to wherever it goes, I can't say.
Yeah, well, it went to a special place where Easter bunnies count them. Bev Harris is our guest. We'll be right back with her comments on all of this, then open phones and a bunch of other news. In the third hour, Iran threatening to attack U.S. aircraft carriers.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Slept with Bev Harris. Clay, listening in Iowa on channel 166 on XM. Anything else you wanted to add? So you saw multiple precincts there all reporting Ron Paul, but after that happened, you don't know what went on.
No, I don't.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, you know, we have our fluoride heads here, okay? But I think for the most part, people here are grounded enough to see through the slick car salesman speak and the fancy hairdo and the crisp white shirt with the sleeves rolled up. Give me a break. Dude's never worked a day in his life.
You're talking about mittens?
Yeah. I mean, I'm around people. I'm a diesel mechanic. I deal, you know, I bust ass. Excuse me. And it makes me sick for these people to come out and stand on a hay bale and act all folksy. It's kind of condescending.
No, you're right. I really appreciate your call. I remember Bush going out to Crawford, and they admitted it. They had old tractors they weren't using and hay bales, and he'd get out there with a chainsaw. I mean, it's Alice in Wonderland. But again, Bev, I go back to the other point. People aren't buying it anymore. The system's losing more and more credibility.
Right.
Where do you see this going?
Well, I have to tell you, I like the car salesman analogy. I'm probably going to steal that and use that. But, well, I think that we are waking up. I mean, I do see, you know, on the populist movement waking up on both the right and the left, which is good. And now you start seeing real attempts at panicky, trying to, you know, wedge them apart so that they never talk to each other and find the common denominators. But we have to continue to build that. And I don't think it needs to be 100% organized by any one person. We just need to keep, you know, waking up our friends and helping people see that this is for real. This is important. And we don't have a democratic system, haven't had for several decades, but the magic show is becoming, we're starting to see, you know, it is. It's a bunch of used car salesmen up there with a prepared story that they tell everyone, and then everybody is getting better about not just believing whatever it is they see.
Bev, though, when do we pass the Rubicon, though? Because even if people don't agree with some of Ron Paul's policies or ideas, the whole system's attacking him. Al Gore's come out against him. He clearly is not under their control. And when do you cross that point where the system's so discredited that when they demonize you, that's actually an endorsement?
Right. Right, that's a good thing. I mean, I think we're starting to get there, and that needs to continue. One of the things that's been so helpful for me is to look back in history and see when there have been situations where there has been somebody that needs to be dealt with like this, and there isn't, you know, the power has to shift. It can and does happen. I mean, if you look at the movement in the world to ban slavery, not here, but in England, which was 100 years beforehand, they were completely dominated. Their economy was dependent on slaves. It was the sugar trade then was as powerful as the oil trade is now. It wasn't feasible for them to ban it, but they did. When you start looking at the fact that power shifts can happen, and they do happen, but they're not necessarily going to happen in 5 minutes. But the thing is, you know, once people see the truth, they don't not see the truth.
Well, that's right. I mean,
building that.
In 1800, maybe 1% of the population was abolitionist. By 1867, 68, it was banned. And then it still took time to, you know, change, you know, from that point and get real freedom.
Right,
but
right.
It's a process. Nothing can stop people when they're in the right and don't back off and don't stop.
That's right.
And you're a visionary, a trailblazer. You've been proven right. Ron Paul, myself, it's happening. Listeners out there, we're not going to win this war overnight. It takes dedication. It takes the truth. Bev Harris, blackboxvoting.org. Look forward to talking to you more later in the week as things unfold and we get more info on Iowa. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll be back with more calls, tons of news. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.